Support for Switched on Pop comes from the NYU Stern Executive MBA program. An MBA can help take your career to the next level, and with the NYU Stern Executive MBA program, you can make smarter decisions to help drive your business forward. And you don't need to put your life on hold to earn your MBA. Programs are available in both New York and Washington. Classes are held every other Friday and Saturday in New York, or one Friday, Saturday, and Sunday each month in DC. Search NYU Stern EMBA to learn more. Welcome to Switched on Pop. I'm producer Rihanna Cruz.
I'm songwriter Charlie Harding.
And I'm musicologist Nate Sloan. Quick shout out to our new theme song. Just banging intro already.
It's sounding great.
Thank you, Zach and Jossie.
Now, we're only a few weeks into 25, and our theme song is not the only major release of the year so far.
What do we got, Rihanna?
I'm talking about Bad Bunny's newest album, Debí Tirar Más Fotos, or in English, I Should Have Taken More Photos.
Hell yeah.
Debí tirar más fotos de cuando te tuve. Debí darte más besos y abrazo las veces que pude.
Crazy that the album of the year has been released in January.
I know, it's pretty wild. Though I think fans of Ringo Starr's country record might say something different, but to each their own.
Good point, Rihanna.
So we just heard the title track, DTMF, and over the course of 17 tracks, Debí Tirar Más Fotos constructs, through its sounds, essentially a love letter to the island of which Bad Bunny is born and raised, Puerto Rico. Mm. It moves through several different genres. We got dembow on songs like Nueva Yol. We got bachata on songs like Boquete. And of course, we got classic Bad Bunny, Clubby Urbano, and Trap on tracks like the aptly named El Club.
The day that this dropped, I said out loud, my kids are in the room, I'm like, hey, Bad Bunny has a new record. And they're like, what's a Bad Bunny? It's like, oh, are you in for a ride? And I put the record on, and these little kids just start dancing instinctively. Like, they know this is a record you're supposed to move your body to. Our household does not speak Spanish, so I'm assuming there might be some lyrics that might not be appropriate for children, but that's totally fine because we're just in it for the grooves, the melodies, and so far I'm loving it, but I'm glad you've brought it to the show because honestly, I feel like I need to go deeper to really understand what's going on.
No, totally. It's a very sonically rich record. And I think Bad Bunny, in crafting an album with this sonic palette, he's reaching back into time while also keeping a contemporary sensibility and creates in that process a historical picture of the music of Puerto Rico in its past, present, and future. So in the spirit of Bad Bunny's statement, I should have taken more photos, I thought we'd look at some musical snapshots from the record and see how this new album speaks to and moves the island of Puerto Rico and its people.
Love it. Where do we begin this journey, Rihanna?
Well, before we get into it, I got to provide some context, right? Because Debí Tirar Más Fotos is designed to be, for the lack of a better term, impenetrable to gringos, right? Like, it's a record essentially for Puerto Ricans by Puerto Ricans to the point where Bad Bunny has gone on record to say in his interview with Popcast that he doesn't care if people, specifically English speakers, are alienated by it.
How does that make you feel? Do you want to over explain it, or you just feel like it is, it's in the
I don't care.
I kind of love that because the record is so laden with detail and intricate references that, like, even someone like me who is Puerto Rican but doesn't live on the island, like, I could not catch everything. Mm. Even if I spent 20 years, like, sitting down, analyzing this record, you know, taking Bad Bunny studies, like, you cannot catch everything that is included in this album. And I find that awesome for a star of Bad Bunny's caliber. That sensibility is something that I find very welcome. It's a very similar work to his 2022 record, Un Verano Sin Ti, which we've talked about on the show before. Mm. There were several songs with billions of streams, mm-hmm. like the track Titi Me Preguntó. Hey, Titi me preguntó si tengo muchas novias. Muchas novias. Hoy tengo una, mañana otra.
Beats are just superior.
But it's like Rihanna's saying, there's also this dedication to an artistry and an activism beyond his music while maintaining that sonic excitement and commercial success. I don't know if there's another artist like this in the 21st century music landscape.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And I find Debí Tirar Más Fotos really notable because it's of the same ethos, centering Puerto Rico, right? Like, for Puerto Ricans, by Puerto Ricans. But the album also serves as, like, a political message, right? Like, it's a record that reckons heavily with the island's gentrification and colonialism. He really put in the work into crafting a rich text. You know, he worked with a historian on visualizers for each song. He wrote and directed a short film highlighting the island's gentrification at the hands of tourists, starring the director of the only Puerto Rican movie to be nominated for an Oscar. He announced a residency in San Juan, the first part of which is only open to Puerto Rican residents. Like, he's looking specifically at his people.
Yeah.
And I think on Un Verano Sin Ti, he's saying the praises of Puerto Rico and, like, focused on the good parts, you know, the beaches, the parties, stuff like that. This album, Debí Tirar, is an anti-colonial record, really. And it's distinctly political in its advocacy for Puerto Rican independence. In its sonic construction, it's an album that relies heavily on Puerto Rican melodies and genres in an effort to construct a text that connects to the entire diaspora. So, bringing it all back to the music,
yeah.
Where to start but the first track on the record, Nueva Yol. Si te quieres divertir. What a banger to open up your album. We're 20 seconds in and we already have enough to analyze. We got a salsa dembo hybrid going on. You know, that, like, dembo part, the quick beat, you know, it's very fast. It's very repetitive. And we have the salsa element. We got horns going on. We got group singing. There's a communal element to it.
Coro and piano, mantunos.
Si te quieres divertir.
That is El Gran Combo's Un Verano de Nueva York, which was released in 1975. And the title, for those that don't have an elementary Spanish background, translates to A Summer in New York, which is significant because in the 70s, New York was the home base for a lot of Latino immigrants and specifically Puerto Ricans.
And so that gives us our underlying sample. Why is he starting with this sample as the introduction to his record, mashing it up with dembo? Like, break that down for me.
So it kicks off the whole album. Mm. Before we hear anything Bad Bunny, we're hearing El Gran Combo.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then it morphs into something very Bad Bunny.
It's kind of like we back to the future to this album and then zoomed forward into the present.
This moment of transition is so compelling to me. Rihanna, can you play that exact moment when the salsa drops out and the Bad Bunny kicks in? Because I want to focus on the way the singer from El Gran Combo, his voice kind of changes in that moment. Si te quieres divertir. I hear it almost as ghostly.
Mm.
It's sort of filtered out. It's a little echoey. It's in the background. It makes me think like this is the ghosts of Puerto Rico, of the Puerto Rican diaspora, of the musical styles of the past, and how they still manifest in 2025 in the present.
Mm.
The effect is like they played the sample out of a gramophone in a cathedral in order to summon those spirits.
And in that, I think we immediately have a thesis for the record, right? This bridging of classic Puerto Rican history, context, these genres that are so ingrained in the culture, with newer and of the people music like dembo, which comes from the Dominican Republic, but has been accepted and really integrated into Puerto Rican culture. That music is distinctly current and of the streets. And that bridging of generations frames the Debí Tirar Más Fotos, right? Like it's crossing the oceans. It's bringing into the conversation New York and New Yorkans alongside the diaspora on the island, kind of galvanizing the entire Puerto Rican people. So he's doing this also through his lyrics and references to specific Puerto Rican ephemera, right? Like we have references to the Bronx, Washington Heights. He mentions another salsa icon, Willie Colon, and his debut record, El Malo, which he made when he was 16 years old.
So we're just a few seconds into this record, and I feel like we're getting the Renaissance / Cowboy Carter type deep text. But in this case, we're dealing with like colonialism, Puerto Rico, diaspora, how Puerto Rico exists within America. And we're getting that in just a few seconds of music.
Exactly. You know, when you listen to like Beyonce's like Ya Ya, right? And there's so many decades and genres of culture just like mashed all together. That's kind of what this song is. You know, later in the song, we get references to the Puerto Rican rapper Big Pun. We get a nod to the Dominican baseball player Juan Soto, who just moved from the Yankees to the Mets in New York. There's a name drop of Frida Kahlo, who is Mexican, but still included in this conversation. It's fascinating. These references that he's working in are so winking and playful. And that playfulness is highlighted, especially when it gets all dembo at the end of the song. I feel like Bad Bunny's biggest gift is his voice, you know, and he is really working it and he's really allowing himself to get silly, you know, which I think is very, very fun.
His personality is everywhere and he is a generator of endless hooks. Like, we've analyzed plenty of other songs of his where it's just like, there's not even choruses. It's just like, hook, 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 hook. Every moment is memorable. There's not a lot of artists that pull that off. SZA does it. Bad Bunny does it. It's like, all hooks, all the time.
Speaking of his voice, Rihanna, something I want to keep front of mind as we listen to this album, I feel like he's utilizing the lower ranges of his voice more than ever on this record. I'm not a Bad Bunny completist, but, you know, I know some of his previous work, and I feel like it was often characterized by him, like, reaching up into his falsetto. And here I feel like he does the opposite. He goes, like, down, and like, he hits these low notes that I've never heard him do before. And I wonder if that's maybe to communicate a certain, like, earthiness and groundedness in this record. The place of this record, sort of, like, in the roots of this record, are literally exemplified by his, like, deep basso tones. So maybe we can listen for that as we continue this journey.
Sounds like Nate is finding some camaraderie in a fellow baritone.
I mean, we gotta stick together.
Okay, so this is thoroughly an album about building bridges all the way to Dr. Sloan. We didn't know that. And he's doing it with all these different genres. I really love particularly the salsa of it all. Is there more salsa happening on the record?
Thankfully, there is. He's on a salsa kick this record. And it's something that Bad Bunny leans into over and over again. We hear it on songs like Pitoro de Coco. And tracks like Baile Inolvidable, one of the stars from this record.
That's the one I've had on repeat. That is the song.
Yeah, that's a good one. It has a really good video of Bad Bunny learning to salsa. It's so fun. But I find it interesting, right? Because lately, I feel like there's been a sort of micro movement of A-list Puerto Rican artists incorporating salsa in their work. Last year, Raul Alejandro put out a record that does a similar thing. And on that album, he puts weight on the same artists that Bad Bunny does. You know, he's referencing Willie Colon. He's referencing Frankie Ruiz. There's even a cover of Frankie's Tu Con El. I find that to be pretty notable, and I wanted to know why artists are gravitating towards this sound. Artists like Bad Bunny, right? These massive reggaetoneros. So to get the bigger picture, I talked to journalist Karina Tevayashorsky. She's also a translator, wrote the first really massive Bad Bunny profile, who filled in some gaps for me about salsa and its use on Debí Tirar Más Fotos.
Bad Bunny grew up listening to salsa. He says, like, his dad in particular was the cocolo, as we say in Puerto Rico, in his house, right? You can hear kind of retrospectively when he really steps fully into salsa that those sonics were already influencing the work we don't recognize as salsa that Bad Bunny is doing. When this record that Bad Bunny describes as his most Puerto Rican record yet begins by shouting out Nueva York. He's already kind of exploding ideas about what counts as Puerto Rican and what a traditional genre might be, because we have a music like salsa drawing on especially Afro-Cuban rhythms like son montuno and stuff like that. But it's also, it's this fundamentally urban experimental music that absorbs the sounds around it, whether that's jazz and R&B, or more traditional rhythms like plena, for example, which also shows up in other moments.
So what Karina is saying is that a music like salsa draws on rhythms from Cuba and indigenous rhythms as well, and is listened to all over the world, right? And I think Bad Bunny is constructing something similar here, where he's taking rhythms from across Latin America, specifically Puerto Rico. He's creating something that's sonically just like the people of Puerto Rico.
I love those insights from Karina, because when I heard this track, Baile Inolvidable, I thought it kind of sounded in a way like the inverse of the first track, Nueva York. Like the first track, Nueva York, starts with this salsa sample and then transitions into this contemporary dembow feel, as you said. This track starts with this more contemporary synthed out dembow style and then transitions into this like classic throwback salsa groove. It's like on the first track, past is present, and in this track, present is past.
The sample is flipped in the inverse. Like, it starts kind of muted in your cavernous space, and then it blossoms into full hi-fi contemporary recording.
And these kind of references on the record are not just limited to salsa, okay? Bad Bunny is a reggaeton artist, first and foremost, right? So it's quite natural that reggaeton gets the same historical treatment. It's his specialty, and we hear it all over the record, like on the song Voy a Llevarte Pa' Pe'er. So we got a melodic reggaeton track, right? There's some club influence in there. We got some twitchy electronic synthesizers. He's working those melodies really well, like we talked about earlier. It's not fully a club track in the sense of, like, doesn't have that four to the floor beat, but there's a little bit more going on in it than an average reggaeton song.
I feel like that is what makes Bad Bunny's music so special. I mean, even on a record that's an hour long with countless reggaeton songs, like, each one is its own amazing beat. Like, they really are the highest quality beats in all of reggaeton. Just, there's always some kind of surprising element.
The beat on this song rocks, but where I want to focus is the lyrics and the melodies. So earlier we heard him sample a salsa classic. Here, he is subtly interpolating several Puerto Rican reggaeton classics in his melodies. So I thought we'd take a look at them. We got three, or at least three that I clocked. You know, okay. Like I said, I could spend 20 years looking at this record, looking at these songs, wouldn't catch all of them. I caught three. The first is about a minute 20 in. So that part, right? The dale patra, patra, tan tan chuleria. That is a reference to Wisin, Yandel, and their song, La Baria.
Oh, yeah.
15 seconds after that, we get another interpolation. Those lyrics, Mi Quiere Besar specifically, is a reference to Alexis y Fido's Mi Quiere Besar, another Puerto Rican duo. Me quiere besar, yo que la puse mal. Those are the same lyrics that we were hearing in Bad Bunny's track. So we got two Puerto Rican duos, but, you know, there's the rule of threes, right?
Yeah.
So we got to have a third one. This one comes a little after 2 minutes into his song. That part, voy cazando y muero pereando, that's an interpolation of Angel y Chris's Cazando Voy. So there's three interpolations of Puerto Rican reggaeton duos specifically. That to me feels pointed, right? Like, it's like not just sampling reggaeton writ large, but he's looking specifically at Puerto Rican reggaeton duos.
Earlier, I made the comparison to Beyonce's latest work, which are these like intertextual works of claiming her space in dance music and country music. And then here, this is also reminding me of like Kendrick Lamar's GNX, where he uses hyper-local references as a way of connecting to his roots, promoting his community. I feel like Bad Bunny is doing something very similar and continuing this trend of the biggest pop stars in the world claiming authenticity by not being universal, but by being regionally specific.
I mean, that makes sense. I said earlier, Bad Bunny, like, doesn't really care if people not from Puerto Rico don't get his music. Like, he literally sang it.
I feel like that was also a similar conversation around Kendrick's music, you know, especially the track Not Like Us. You know, there were many people asking, is this something that non-Black people should be listening to and embracing? Especially when you'd see, like, you know, a video of a bunch of 13-year-olds at a bar mitzvah chanting Not Like Us.
Right.
And I mean, ultimately, I believe music is for everyone, but I'm moved by the idea that you can make a piece of art that honors your community, like you were saying.
And going back to this idea of Debí Tirar Más Fotos being like a historical bridge between different eras of Puerto Rican music, he's doing the same thing here that he did on those salsa tracks, you know, bridging together the past. All of these reggaeton songs came out in the 2000s. He's bringing those tracks into 2025 with his distinct Bad Bunny flair. It's an intertwining of the musical history of the island. And on this track, Voy a Llevarte Pa' Pe'ere, he is expressing confidence in his hometown and reggaeton specifically. He sings, this is Puerto Rico, this is where I was born, and so was reggaeton. Mm. And then right after he says that, he moves into that interpolation. Hmm. Now, I don't want to get it twisted. Bad Bunny has never not repped Puerto Rico in his music.
Right.
Going back to Un Verano Sin Ti, we had El Apagón, my personal favorite track. Mm. Before that, we had Pe Fucking Ere on Yo Hay Lo Que Me Da La Gana. And so on and so forth. Those are not the only two examples. But Debí Tirar Más Fotos is so pointed, right? It's different in the sense that it's intertwining this love of Puerto Rico with his love of its music. And in my conversation with Karina about salsa, she actually brought up reggaeton as having a similar history and vibe as salsa music.
Reggaeton was always influenced by like hip hop in New York, whether Black American or Black Caribbean or whatever it is, right? Salsa like was also really shaped by this city. And like reggaeton, you know, a lot of people on the island and a lot of people in general disparaged it like as hood music.
So by working within these two genres, Bad Bunny is connecting these bridges ideologically and kind of cementing himself as making music for and of the people, something that he's gestured at in his entire career thus far.
Yeah, Rihanna, you called this album a rich text in the beginning of this conversation. And I feel like that's really coming to the fore. There are stories within stories in each of these tracks. Where do we go next? Like what else? Salsa, reggaeton. Like, what else is there to explore?
Well, we got to go to some of PR's most traditional musical forms right after the break. Support for Switched on Pop comes from the NYU Stern Executive MBA program. Business professionals are wired to embrace new opportunities and new perspectives, and earning an MBA can take your business acumen to the next level. NYU Stern offers exceptional executive MBA programs in New York City and Washington, D.C., where Stern professors bring the first-class curriculum to life. When you earn an MBA from the NYU Stern Executive MBA program, you are making smarter decisions to help drive your business forward. And you'll get robust networking opportunities, you'll get a diverse cohort. You don't need to put your life on hold to earn your MBA. Discover what the Executive MBA program at NYU Stern has to offer you. Search NYU Stern EMBA to learn more. So we've already discussed Bad Bunny's use of salsa and reggaeton in this multi-layered intertextual representation of Puerto Rico, right? The sobre PR, para PR ethos, right? For us, by us. Mm. But something that is specifically new about this record that I really enjoy is that Bad Bunny is successfully incorporating a folk sensibility into his songwriting, which is kind of a radical claim, I feel like, for a reggaeton urbano superstar. You know, you don't really hear them drawing on folk traditions, right? Like, that feels kind of old head. It feels kind of lame, you know?
Yeah, often reserved for museums and, like, elite institutions of music that, you know, keep these things around.
Smithsonian Folkways CD collections.
Not lame. Very cool.
Yes, to be clear.
I think it's pretty cool. I think it's cool how he uses it on this record because the way that I see it, right, like folk music is storytelling. Mm. And it can be cultural storytelling. It could be communal storytelling. And I see folk music in the way that Bad Bunny is implementing it as speaking to a certain group of people, moving them in a sort of direction. Mm. You know, like I've been doing a lot of thinking on folk music. I saw A Complete Unknown recently, got my brain working, you know, Bob Dylan doing folk, whatever. Bad Bunny is doing folk music on Debí Tirar Más Fotos. And I'd like to look at that through a standout track for me, the song Lo Que Le Pasó a Hawaii.
Quieren quitarme el río y también la playa. Quieren el barrio mío y que abuelita se vaya. No, no, suelte la bandera, ni olvide la lola.
So Nate, earlier you were like, I feel like Bad Bunny's operating in his lower tones, you know?
Yep.
Here. That's pretty much that. Oh, like yeah. He's operating in this baritone vocal. You know, it's deep. It's from the heart.
Okay, so we've got the low voice. What is the underlying rhythm to this track?
I believe what you're hearing, Charlie, is a güiro.
Oh, shit. Let's go.
For the record, I just brought out my metal güira, which I believe comes from the Dominican Republic. It's for merengue, but it's very, very similar to the wooden version, the güiro, from Puerto Rico. Similar sonic palette. So you're scraping the metal pick we got onto a ridge surface. Mine is metal, different than the wood, of course, but it creates a sound like this.
Sick.
Nice. So that's the core rhythm that we're hearing on this track.
Yeah.
Rihanna, that's so sick. I don't think I've ever heard you play an instrument before, so this is a watershed moment.
I have weird ones. I have this one. I have a stylophone if we ever need that. I got it. I got a kazoo.
Oh, good to know.
You know, I got the quirky ones.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind.
Essentials.
I feel like another folk instrument I hear on this is a Puerto Rican cuatro guitar when we get the chorus drop.
Yes. As a mandolin player, I'm very partial to the cuatro, which feels like a musical cousin.
It's got those doubled strings giving it that yep. thick percussive sound. That is that is so cool.
So we have these sounds that are distinctly Puerto Rico, right? Like sounds that are like of the streets. You know, you could walk down the cobblestone in San Juan and hear güiros. You could hear these cuatro guitars. But the real folk emphasis here, I think, is in the lyrics. The title, Lo que le pasó a Hawaii, translates to What Happened to Hawaii. And through this pensive, cautionary vocal, Bad Bunny is singing to his island, right? Like he's singing a refrain. I don't want them to do to you what happened to Hawaii. And earlier, we talked about the political undertones of this record, right? How he's sort of advocating for Puerto Rican independence. He's railing back against the islands over tourism. So on this song, Bad Bunny is warning his island and his people not to fall to the same fate as Hawaii, where Hawaii became a state in the 50s. And as a result, traditional and indigenous cultures slowly began to fade to the background due to the statehood and due to the white tourism economies. He starts the song talking about his island in this tone that creates a sense of foreboding, right? Like it's like very stark and drastic compared to most of Bad Bunny's work. De sus orillas parecieran de champán, son alcohol pa' las heridas, pa' la tristeza bailar, son alcohol pa' las heridas. So that first verse talks about the foam on her shores looks like champagne. In her eyes, a smile holds back her tears. Later in the song, the chorus says in Spanish, they want to take away my river and my beach. They want my neighborhood. They want my grandma to leave. Don't forget the flag or the lelolai, because I don't want them to do to you what happened to Hawaii.
Man, this is powerful stuff. I mean, I hate to invoke them, but the thing that this brings up for me immediately is Logan Paul and Jake Paul, who, you know these guys. Jake Paul is an amateur boxer.
Yeah. Who beat Mike Tyson,
YouTuber.
has the incredible accolade of having defeated an almost 60-year-old man in a boxing ring. really should feel really proud of that.
Logan Paul actually has a connection to Bad Bunny in the sense that they both wrestle for WWE.
Ah, okay. Uh-oh. And I don't know, maybe I'm shading these guys unnecessarily, but I do know that they both moved to Puerto Rico solely for the purpose of taking advantage of the tax breaks that they could receive there.
Right.
And have received a lot of criticism for moving to this island with this incredibly rich heritage and culture that we've been talking about all episode, and really not giving anything back to the people who live there or really honoring that tradition at all. So I see them as like sort of harbingers of this transformation that Bad Bunny fears.
I mean, it's like if I were to show up and try to make residence in Texas and wore the clothes that I wear in Brooklyn, people would make a lot of fun of me and get mad at me. It's like, this is not just Puerto Rico. Like, this is the act of trying to claim space in a place that you don't have heritage and throwing your weight around. Like, you're going to get called out.
Yeah, it's a quite depressing song, you know, and as somebody that is Puerto Rican but doesn't live on the island, like, it's very sad to think about, right? Like, these Puerto Rican people forced out of their environments by the gentrification, the privatization of natural resources. And he speaks in the song about the jíbaro, right? Like, the mountain man of Puerto Rico, forced to move to Orlando, Florida, you know, Florida being a hub for Latin immigrants because the government pushed him out. It's really depressing and is a sense of storytelling that speaks to the struggles of the people, you know, directly to Puerto Ricans. And it's done, in addition to the lyrics and the sonics, by subtle moments that speak to Puerto Rican life. You know, the island frequently experiences large-scale blackouts. Mm-hmm. And power outages. We talked about the song El Apagón earlier, El Apagón meaning the blackout. Mm. It's a theme that he's discussed in his work, but here he incorporates those blackouts sonically. At multiple points, the song cuts out, simulating those very blackouts and kind of drawing attention to the island losing power, perhaps metaphorically drawing attention to the island losing its culture and it being erased.
We drop out, we just hear the sort of flora, fauna, nightlife sound in the background, no electricity.
It's a song that I find interesting because it's designed for a kind of active listening. Mm-hmm. I think like an artist like Bad Bunny, right, could easily fall into, I think, like the Drake method, like put out an album, 20 songs, a long record that can serve as like background noise. You know, you like throw it on, you're not really fully paying attention, or at least that's how I feel when I put on like fucking like Scorpion or something, right? Like, it's like, this is not real music to listen to actively, you know? Yeah. This record, in its flares, in its lyrics, is decidedly intentional. And I think Bad Bunny wants people to listen to what he's saying, especially Puerto Ricans. He wants them to absorb his message because he cares so deeply. And even if you're passively listening to a song like this, when the sound cuts out, it's very stark. Where even if you're like doing something and you're listening and you hear that, you're like, oh, is there something wrong with my music? Because it just went out in the middle of the word. But that's the point.
Super neat. Yeah. I mean, I've definitely been that casual listener. And I think great records work on both of those levels where it's like you can be drawn in by just the sounds and they're so compelling that you're like, I need to listen more closely. This has more to tell me.
So Lo Que Le Pasó a Hawaii has these folk elements, Bad Bunny singing about the plights that face the people. In the back half of the song, he features the lelolai, something he references in the chorus. And the lelolai is a traditional Puerto Rican melody, one specifically relating to the mountain people he sings about, the jíbaros. The song ends in that joyful lelolai, in a sort of triumphant moment where it's kind of symbolizing the people overcoming these issues that plague the island.
Ooh.
You can hear it as if it's like sweeping over the plains, right? Sweeping over the ocean, connecting to those, say, immigrants in Florida, as well as the New Yorkans up in the East Coast, you know? That's not the only song on the record in this folk spirit, though. The song Café con Ron, which translates to coffee with rum, features Los Pleneros de la Cresta and is an exercise in the music of plena.
I should have known it wasn't about having coffee with a guy named Ron. So thank you for clarifying for this gringo listener.
Wow, wow, wow.
Por la mañana café, por la tarde ron. Ya estamos en la calle, sal de tu balcón.
Por la mañana café, por la tarde ron. Ya estamos en la calle, sal de tu balcón.
De Arecibo hasta Ponce, de Fajardo a Rincón.
So this is a bop. You know, we heard Karina earlier when talking about salsa mentioned plena music, right? And plena is a folk rhythm characterized by two things mostly, call and response and a multi-layered percussive beat using hand drums, among other percussive instruments, primarily hand drums. It's designed to be performed in a group with a communal element, right? Like, we've been talking about folk music, we've been talking about the communal energy of such, and you hear it, you know, there's back and forth in the lyrics, and it's a beat that relies on its hand drums.
I'm stunned. The drumming is just spectacular.
It's like you were saying earlier, Rihanna, the unity of this vision is so complete. There's nothing that is gratuitous here. It is all assembled in this cohesive and incisive unified message. And yet it slaps. And yet these are bops, as we've noted. So it never feels like a lecture, you know, that makes you want to go like, oh, okay, you know, gotta go listen to Bad Bunny's, you know, anti-colonial history lesson now. Yawn.
Right. I think that's why like Cowboy Carter for me was a little bit of a slog, because I think it leans too heavily at points into that history lesson.
Watch out for the beehive.
I know. I'm sorry, y'all.
I mean, it's also maybe a more challenging assignment to make country-esque songs that make you want to move in the same way. When you've got reggaeton, plena, salsa as your medium, you're going to get people onto the dance floor.
That makes sense.
Sorry, I know there's a lot of people who love to two-step. This comparison is just going to get us into trouble.
Yeah, I'm moving on.
Well, I feel like it was almost a necessary step for Bad Bunny in some ways, because I feel like he earned a bit of criticism from some of his longtime fans. You know, his last album, we haven't even mentioned it in this whole conversation,
exactly.
But he had a whole other album in between this one and Un Verano Sin Ti that no one really liked.
His Kendall Jenner record.
Yeah, his Kendall Jenner record, exactly. Yeah. And that relationship, I think, you know, was something that a lot of people who'd followed him sort of raised eyebrows at. This seems like he's reclaiming his roots, his ancestry, his authenticity in a way that was maybe necessary for him.
It definitely feels like a big part of the formula now. If you are getting to be a legacy artist, you've put out 4 or 5 albums, you kind of have to go back to your roots. The Roots Reset album, I feel like that's just part of a career arc at this point. And he's doing it well.
But I feel like that's a little dismissive, Charlie. It's like there's more of an urgency here than just him like trying to, you know.
Right. It's not Lady Gaga's Joanne. You know, this is something a lot more significant than just throwing on a cowboy hat and going back to playing guitar, you know.
Well, he's particularly able to connect his heritage to something which is currently pressing. Right.
Yeah.
Like his story, the island's story, is a story of this moment. And so, yes, it's a lot more than just like, hey, look where I came from.
I mean, it's a little bit look where I came from, you know, in the sense that he has a sense of island pride, you know, naturally. I think a lot of Latinos have the same vibe, you know, like I'm looking right up my window. I have a giant Puerto Rican flag on my window. You know what I mean? Like, it's like we rep that stuff. But here, I think it's very distinct and pointed. You know, plena, going back to Café Con Ron, plena is folk music. And on this song, the lyrics gesture to the people. In the opening lines of the first verse, we have a call to the Puerto Rican towns of Arecibo, Ponce, Fajardo, and Rincón. And if you're unfamiliar with the map of Puerto Rico, those are towns on the north, south, east, and west of the island, on the coasts. So it's a folk song that's also meant to galvanize the entire island in a kind of backdoor way through these lyrics about cafe and rum. Like he's speaking to the entire people. And plena, to thread the needle here, is very similar to salsa in its instrumentation and cadence. Both are percussive genres relying on Afro-Caribbean rhythms and instruments. There's indigenous culture weaved in to the music, speaking to and of the people. So I wanted to bring it back to what we started talking about with salsa and my talk with Karina. She pointed out to me that salsa draws from plena, but is also, in a way, folk music.
Another thing to me that's like really core to salsa, and this is also true of those folkloric genres that it draws from so much, really has to do with liveness. It has to do with sharing space and what becomes possible when we share space, right? The salsa that we call salsa is associated with kind of left-wing populism, right? Definitely Bad Bunny, I think, is like engaged with that legacy with what does it mean to make political pop music? Like salsa really proves that you don't have to simplify the sonics or the lyrics to make people party.
So on De Beat Tirar Mas Fotos, these disparate genres, salsa, reggaeton, plena and folk music, are bridged together in the context of Puerto Rican rebellion and specifically community. And maybe in this grand conversation, reggaeton can be considered Puerto Rican folk music as well, considering its cultural history in relation to salsa and its roots of being on the streets and of the people.
All right. Prediction. Next Bad Bunny record, all reggaeton, played entirely on acoustic folk instruments from Puerto Rico.
Oh,
that's what I
want
to hear.
I put money on that. I put money on that.
Save it for bingo next week, Charlie.
Switched on Pop is produced by Rihanna Cruz, edited by Art Chung, engineered by Brandon McFarlane, music by Zach Tenorio and Jossie Adams of Arc Iris, illustrations by Iris Gottlieb. We're a member of the Vox Media Podcast Network and a production of Vulture, which is part of New York Magazine. You can subscribe at nymag.com/pod.
Find us on social media at SwitchedOnPop and tell us what your favorite tracks from Bad Bunny's latest are. Go to our website, SwitchedOnPop.com. Pop in your email address to sign up to our newsletter. We only blast you once a week. And we've got merch, right? Mugs, totes. We also have a book. And I only mention that, even though it's been out for a couple of years, because it's kind of apropos that we are about to publish the Spanish translation of Switched on Pop, How Popular Music Works and Why It Matters.
Hell yeah.
Published by Liburu Ak in Spain. Available January 20th. We'll put a link in the show notes, and you can listen to Bad Bunny while you read our book in Spanish. How cool.
Next week, we'll be talking about the Grammys and our predictions for both the ceremony and the upcoming year in music.
Yes, and everyone listening will be able to play along over the course of 2025. Mm-hmm. So don't miss this one.
Got cool stuff planned.
Until then, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Support for Switched on Pop comes from the NYU Stern Executive MBA program. Now you can grow your business acumen and cultivate an expansive network with the NYU Stern Executive MBA program. When you earn an MBA from Stern, you can make smarter, more human-centered decisions to drive your business forward. And you don't need to put your life on hold to earn your MBA either. Programs are available in both New York and Washington, D.C., with classes held every other Friday and Saturday in New York, or one Friday, Saturday, and Sunday each month in D.C. Search NYU Stern EMBA to learn more.